Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for June 11th, 2023 is based on Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 to 13 and 18 to 26. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is Hospital for Sinners.
An introduction to our gospel reading. Jesus demonstrates God's mercy and power, accepting the unacceptable and curing the incurable. Even the dead receive new life. A reading from Matthew. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." While he was saying these things to them, suddenly a leader of the synagogue came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus got up and followed him with his disciples. Then suddenly a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she said to herself, If I only touch his cloak, I will be made well." Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. When Jesus came to the leader's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl got up. And the report of this spread throughout that district. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from Jesus, who loves you as you are. Amen. Part of my calling here as pastor at Resurrection Lutheran Church is to represent Christ within the community, to make Christ known in Lebanon. Sometimes that means I go and I sit and am present or speak at city council meetings. Sometimes I work with community organizations whose missions align with ours. And sometimes it means I just make myself available to meet with and talk with people who live in and around Lebanon. I actually really look forward to those times when I get to sit and listen to people within our community. It usually begins by them reaching out via email or a message on Facebook. And they reach out saying that they have heard that this congregation and I are welcoming people. We don't claim to have all the answers. And we encourage people to question and explore. All of which is usually counter to their previous experience with the church. I've heard a lot of stories where people were initially welcomed with open arms into a church community, but quickly learned that they were only truly welcome if they conformed to a very specific ideal that that church had about who was a real Christian or not. Have you ever had the experience where you found that you weren't as welcomed in a church as you thought you had been? The stories come in a lot of forms. Some people were looked down upon because they didn't dress nice enough. Some were given an evil eye because their kids weren't completely silent during worship. Some were told outright that they didn't give enough money based on their profession. Some were shunned because of their political beliefs or their gender identity or their questioning of what was being taught in the church. They were told that in order to belong, to truly be a Christian, they needed to fit a specific earthly mold. And even clergy and pastors are susceptible to believing this misconception. Recently, I sat with a local business owner here in town who used to be a pastor. He was a church planter, someone who planted or started churches, and his heart was fully behind his calling. But as the years went on, he noticed that he started to be less authentic in bringing his full self to his work. Rather, he was putting on a persona that reflected what he thought his community believed a pastor should look and act like. He thought a pastor should dress a certain way, like a suit and tie, and so he went out and bought some new suits. And they should look a certain way, clean shaven and clean cut, so he changed his appearance. And they shouldn't question anything that the larger institution said. And so when he started to have questions about ways things were done or things that were being taught, he squashed them down inside. Little by little, as this person gave up more of who they were, they burned out and just quit church altogether. Now, this person lives into who they truly are. If you pass them on the street, you'll see a guy with tattoos, a long beard, sporting a Metallica t-shirt, and a joy that radiates from his face and smile and interactions. And see, his heart is still very much doing the work of sharing Christ's love with others, just not in a church setting. He's doing that through his work in the community, his work with nonprofits, and his work in his own secular business. And these ideals of how a perfect Christian should look or dress or act aren't new. They trace all the way back to our reading from Matthew today. Jesus is sitting with outsiders, people who aren't devout Jews, people who are unclean in the eyes of some, people who are not part of the in crowd because of some part of their identity. And it makes the religious people really nervous that Jesus is choosing to sit with them. This Jewish rabbi, Jesus, shouldn't be sitting with these people who do not belong. By sitting with these sinners and tax collectors, and especially by touching a hemorrhaging woman or a dead body, Jesus risks being outcast from the community completely. And the good news is that Jesus doesn't care. He doesn't care that that risk is there. He tells the religious elite that he is here to seek out the outcast, to show mercy upon them, rather than to demand the sacrifice of their dignity and sense of belonging that society usually demands. Jesus doesn't want to hang out with just the in crowd. Rather, Jesus goes out in order to welcome everyone to be seated at a table of humility and grace. It serves as a good reminder to us in the church today, 2,000 years later. In fact, it reminds me of a quote that I heard that is attributed to tons of people, all the way back to St. Augustine 1,700 years ago, to some say Dear Abby wrote it a few years ago. And the quote is, "The church is not a museum for saints. It is a hospital for sinners." What do we strive to be? Museums are places where we go to celebrate the works of others. Only the best of the best is allowed to belong there. There are standards for what is worthy to be in a museum, and key people make those decisions on behalf of everyone else. Museums are focused on the quality of the end product rather than the road to get there and the intention behind it. In the life of the church, this can be seen in ways that some churches might require you to be look and act a certain way to belong. Dress codes or certain training before you're allowed to take communion. Some may judge your ability to belong based on how often you attend or how frequently you volunteer or how much you give. But when the church becomes a museum, it creates a system where one must be worthy through their works to be included. But if we have a sense of welcoming and grace and love as the attitude that motivates us, the church becomes rather a hospital for all people, a place where people come together to care for one another. We don't hide our struggles and pain behind a false facade, but instead we support each other and pray for one another. We hold up Jesus's teachings and we admit that none of us are able to meet them all on our own. We acknowledge our need for God's grace in its various forms, and when one of us messes up, our fellow members are the first to come alongside and help us get headed back in the right direction. The church is a place of community and humility where no one considers themselves better or more holy than any other. We come here seeking a respite from the harsh and wearying me-first ethic that happens in the world. We come to a place wanting to be our authentic selves. And we come to celebrate a grace-filled God who gathers us together as we are to love us, forgive us, mend us up, strengthen us, and send us out to care for others in need. So are we a museum for saints, or are we a hospital for sinners? The good news we hear today is that Jesus desires mercy, not sacrifice. And Jesus shows us that through his loving actions and words. No matter where we are on our journey of faith, Jesus seeks us out to bring us to his table. His table is a sacrificial altar for him, but it's an operating table for us. A place where we all are welcome, no questions asked, no hoops to jump through, no dress code, no sin or thing too big or too large to keep us away. He brings us here to his operating table, and through the gift of Holy Communion, he uses it to stitch us back together, to stitch us into the body of Christ, to mend up our individual brokenness, and to wrap us in words of affirmation that we are God's worthy and beloved children. And then, once the healing has occurred here at Christ's table, we're discharged from the hospital, sent back out into the broken world to share the good news of this loving God with everyone we meet, through our actions and through our words. Let us share Christ today with everyone we meet. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.